This is regarding James Janasek, J-A-N-E-S-A-K, date of birth 9/21/1954. Mr. Janasek is a primary care patient of this practice who's here for a follow-up visit after his recent bout with severe shortness of breath, cough, suspected pneumonia, and orthopnea, which was occurring in April for several weeks. He was treated with Zithromax and then gabapentin, 100 milligram at bedtime, for difficulty sleeping and severe anxiety. Out of a 30-tablet or 30-capsule prescription, he took less than half of them and now does not require any gabapentin to help him sleep. And then he started Zoloft, 50 milligram, one tablet daily within the last week, and he is feeling better since that was started. After he finished the antibiotics, he did have a prolactin level done because of his microadenoma, and the prolactin level was slightly low at 2.7. No changes were necessary in his cabergoline, C-A-B-E-R-G-O-L-I-N-E. He takes 0.5 milligram, a half tablet, once weekly. And he states that he is feeling better, he's sleeping better, although at times he feels very shaky inside, and still he's very fatigued. He's wondering if some more labs should be checked at this time. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on valsartan, bisoprolol with hydrochlorothiazide, and hydrochlorothiazide additionally daily. The cabergoline was previously described. And he takes flosuvastatin, extended release, 80 milligram daily, as well as the Zoloft, 50 milligram as the new medication, once daily in the morning. Physical exam, weight is 217 pounds, pulse is 54, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 150 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension, 2, pituitary microadenoma, 3, recent fatigue and shortness of breath with orthopnea after recent pneumonia. We will repeat labs. We're going to check the prolactin level again, as well as thyroid studies, and we're going to do a comprehensive metabolic panel and a CBC. After all lab studies are back, we'll determine when we should have a follow-up visit with this patient, since he's about 75% better than he was 2 weeks ago, he reports. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.